The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Joining us now is Rob Dietz, economist at the National Association of Home Builders. Rob, good morning.
Good to be here.
Interesting, too, that Janet Yellen, in the prepared remarks yesterday, she's day two of her testimony today, called the housing recovery lackluster, said mortgage rates increasing last year had caused it to plateau. Is this a number that she should be watching? Maybe the housing market's picking up more than she thought?
It's certainly a sign that the trends have changed since the start of the year. The rise in interest rates that came from some of the speculation about the end of the asset buying program last fall, and then the weather certainly took a toll on the housing market at the start of the year. But the recent month's data, including some of the employment data, do point to better trends for home building.
I just want to ask you about the number of respondents, because we had a pretty low number of respondents this month, 241, and the high most recently was in February, 321. That's a pretty big difference. Can we trust this data as much as maybe some previous month's data?
I think you can. I mean, it's a broad-based membership survey data of small, medium builders, some large builders. There's noise month to month, but generally the index has done a good job of looking at housing starts down the road.
So, in terms of the builder optimism, it seemed that there was a pretty good move up in present sales, future sales, what they're expecting, and buyer traffic across the board in July.
Yeah, all components of the index increased. Buyer traffic still remains low. It's at a level below 50, which is sort of the break-even point where more conditions are good than bad. There's room for improvement. This is the first year that we expect total housing starts to eclipse 1 million. So we're still on the road to recovery, and it's been a long one since the Great Recession.
I have to ask you, though, about the Mortgage Bankers Association's data this morning, too, because that painted a very different picture, Rob. Purchase applications to buy a home down 7.6% month over month. So they were at a 5-month low. That would seem to tell a different story from today's NAHB data.
Yeah, the concentration of cash buyers is certainly a concern. That's less of a concern, I think, in the newly built market. It's a bigger impact for existing home sales. But it does point to a general concern, which is for the long run, for the housing market to come back to normal, we really need a return of those first-time home buyers. And that's going to come back with better job numbers and income growth for younger workers.
Broadly speaking, what is the role of prices, particularly with new homes? Because, as you point out, this is a somewhat different market frequently than the broader existing home sales market. It contributes something to GDP, but I guess the question we really look at is to see how are incomes, how are debt loads, how are all these things shaping up as a force in the housing market?
Yeah, I would argue that home building is actually fairly important for GDP growth. It typically leads. It hasn't done so in this case. Prices is interesting. I mean, price growth has come into play. Builders are private builders in particular, have greater profit margins than they did, certainly when they were losing money during the recession years. But one concern in terms of prices is the run-up in building material prices. So, for example, lumber prices are up about 30% since 2011. Gypsum prices are up about 40%.
But, you know, it's interesting. We had the producer price index up today, not much more than forecast, and it's not getting that high. But, you know, the Fed chair, and we'd like to get to Janet Yellen's remarks, recently dismissed the move up in the consumer price index as noisy, not seeming to see it as a concern. Is it more of a concern, at least for home builders?
It's a concern for those individual building material prices. And those rose because we've grown from a low base, but grown in high percentage terms. So during the recession, a lot of the materials manufacturing shut down. People went out of business. Some of that's coming back. That's helping to reduce some of the price growth. But that will be a concern as we go forward as housing starts increase. Those costs of construction are going to go up, and prices for new homes are going to have to keep pace with that increase in cost.
Tell us a little bit about the quality, Rob. The builder respondents that responded, was it the more luxury side of things that you saw the optimism concentrated, or was it across the board?
It was across the board, and I think that it was a reflection of coming out of a tough first quarter. The first quarter was bad for the economy. It was across the board geographically as well, which is a good sign. It was a fairly positive report, and I think it represents a return to the trend that we saw that was in place prior to the fall of last year.
And in fact, Neil Detta from Macro Renaissance Research has a headline on his note about your survey, Rob. Home builders to Yellen, stop worrying. Now, I want to ask you about a couple other numbers out today, because we got the June industrial production figure as well. It came in on the light side of forecasts, up 0.2, manufacturing up just 0.1. Is there a concern over manufacturing? Is this, we've had a much stronger number the month before. What do you see there?
You know, we don't tend to look at individual sectors. We look at the broad labor market in terms of housing demand. And I think the last 5 months of moderately strong job gains is really the key figure when looking at the future of both new home sales as well as existing home sales.
So what do you see then in terms of a housing recovery? Are we going to continue at a snail's pace, or are we going to pick up the pace at some point?
It was sort of the moderate continuation of improving trends. So for this year, we see about 11% growth in housing starts. This will continue to be a year in which multifamily gains will outpace single family. And then next year will be the year in which single family growth will outpace multifamily growth.
And I assume you're following the Fed fairly closely, Rob?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Then let's talk about Janet Yellen's prepared remarks, what we heard yesterday. What is the message from the Federal Reserve right now?
Well, you know, for housing in particular, we're looking at the end of the asset buying program and eventually a run-up in interest rates. So that's on our radar. We think that change will result in mortgage interest rates growing, but growing slowly. Again, the big concerns for housing really are more about job growth and accumulating down payments for those first-time
So your forecast for mortgage rates, you just gave us 11% on housing starts for this year. What about mortgage rates?
For mortgage rates, we see the average for 2014 at about 4.5%. For the 30-year fixed rate, rising to about 5.4% next year. So about 100% or 100 basis point gain in 30-year fixed rate mortgages.
100 basis point gain. And in terms of luxury versus sort of the cheaper side of things, do you see gains across the board, or do you see one outpacing the other?
In the long run, that is within the next 2 or 3 years, the starter home part of the market is going to grow faster than the luxury home. One of the trends that we've seen recently is that new home size has grown. That reflected a market mix, that there were more high-end buyers in proportion relative to lower-income, first-time home buyers. Eventually, that part of the market is going to grow, and so you'll see those gains come into place. Again, it's really about income growth for those younger
sure.
workers.
So, Rob, you're saying then the 30-year fixed rate, which is now, what, around 4.3, is going up to 5.3?
Yeah, about 5.36% is what our forecast is.
Over the course of the year, by the end of the year?
That'll be the average for 2015, according to our forecast.
Will it hurt, I guess, but you don't see it hurting housing demand much?
It'll hurt, but as long as it's gradual, it's something that the market can absorb. Again, I think the real constriction points are down payments and incomes.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.